Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding. Available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Live Line. Well, the name of Kyle Hayes, the hurler, is probably better known, especially in the last few years, for his activities off the pitch than indeed on the pitch. But on Friday night, the journalists involved in the GAA, 12 of them, a panel of 12 journalists, decided that Kyle Hayes was worthy of being one of this year's hurling all-stars. He's been convicted of two counts of violent disorder. He got over 2 years between the two counts, but he was suspended sentence, and he also has a dangerous driving conviction, which he is appealing. Philip O'Malley contacted us on joe@rte.ie. Go ahead, Philip.
Good afternoon, Mr. Duffy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Your reaction to this? The banquet is in the RDS, is coming Friday.
I just think the GAA is fundamentally wrong for doing this, and it sends out a totally wrong message.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, it's you know, telling the people that you can go out and you know, act the maggot and then get an award just to, you know, create violent disorder around the streets and, you know, get an award. I just think it's fundamentally wrong, and it's not what the message that the GAA should be sending out on its 140th anniversary.
Well, just in terms of acting the maggot, I know that's a phrase, but he was he got a 2-year suspended sentence after being convicted last December of two counts of violent disorder. He's 25 years. He's told also to pay $10,000 in compensation to a man who suffered serious facial injuries. So it was more than acting the maggot. And I know you mean it, because I know your position on it. You do feel it was much more. His victim suffered serious facial injuries during incidents inside and outside a Limerick nightclub in 2019. Judge Dermot Sheehan said at the Limerick Circuit Court that the violence engaged in by Kyle Hayes in the early hours of 28th of October 2019 was dangerous and significant, and none of the incidents which were the subject of a trial would have happened without Kyle Hayes. He imposed a 2-year prison sentence for an incident of violent disorder outside the Icon nightclub and an 18-month sentence for violent disorder inside the nightclub, and he suspended both for 3 years, ordering to keep the peace. By the way, Kyle Hayes pleaded not guilty to causing assault to Killian McCarthy, who's also 24 years of age, but the jury found guilty. And the trial was told that Killian was set upon in the nightclub after Kyle Hayes took exception to Mr. McCarthy talking to two women with whom Mr. Hayes was acquainted. Several punches were thrown. Mr. McCarthy was attacked outside the nightclub on the street and was seen down by two Gardaí being kicked and punched while on the ground. So that's pretty clear. You think they should have just left him out of that list, that all-star list?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sean Flanagan, joe@rt.ie. Sean, what do you think of what Philip has just said?
I'd say he's a great hurling man anyway, for a start, Joe.
What does that mean, Sean?
I would say.
Hang on. What did you? You don't know Philip O'Malley, do you?
No, I don't.
Don't. Well, what do you mean?
What
do you mean? You said it pejoratively. I say he's a great hurling man. You don't know Philip O'Malley from Adam. So no ad hominem comments about him, please. Go ahead, Sean. Your point.
Right, the All-Stars is about the best hurlers over the last year.
Yeah,
I would safely say without contradiction that Kyle's nomination and an award was the most clear-cut of all the 15 players on the team. And it was probably, maybe John Conlon could be disappointed in the half-back line as well, probably, and maybe Peter Duggar up the field. And of course, our own Adam Gillan, I don't know how he wasn't left out. Kyle Hayes' discipline on the field and restraint is for anybody that has attended his games over the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
It's something to behold. You understand?
Okay.
His discipline, and I can give you several examples when I know about it.
No. You can't just say all these things. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Duffy. At the end of the day, Kyle did what he did. Kyle is supposed to be a mentor for children up and down the length and breadth of the island of this country. So are you telling me now that you're condoning his actions?
Kyle Hayes is an exemplary player on the field of play. He has five All-Stars, his discipline is outstanding, he's an ideal role model for all sports women and men in the country.
You're not listening to me, my friend.
Yes, I said he's an ideal role model.
Do you ever take a drink? Yes, I do. I do drink. But I don't go out acting the maggot and, going around punching the likes of people.
Did you ever drink a bit too much? And kind of lose control and, you know...
Hang on, Sean. Was that Kyle Hayes' defence, was it?
Look, there are several people, there's many, many incidents, but Kyle seems to be the only one getting all this publicity, and this is ridiculous. Like, this is what, 5 years on? I wish the judiciary would deal with it at the time and get on with it, and I'm sure whatever punishment that...
But he shouldn't Kyle have been awarded that like All-Star on Friday. That's the consensus. He shouldn't have been awarded the All-Star.
As I said, you're not listening. As I said before, talk to any hurling man. I said it's the most clear-cut decision that was made of all the All-Stars. And I leave it at that. I don't want to argue.
Okay, Sean. But Sean, you're just in fairness to you, Sean. You're saying his behaviour off the pitch is irrelevant to whether he gets a sporting award or not.
You're talking about two incidences. You're talking about one incident after a night of celebrating whatever they were doing. You know? Kyle Hayes...
Kyle Hayes has a qualification.
He's holding down a responsible position with a very reputable...
If you talk to any sports analyst...
I have things to do. I'm gone. I don't want to listen to this. That's fine.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Sean. Anytime. Finbar Bevan. Finbar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. My point is, who the hell do you think you are standing over the man in the ground? Do you know who I am? How many great players down through the years, whether they be Kilkenny, soccer players, Cork players, the whole lot? No one ever said that. He makes himself out to be better than anybody else. Do you know who I am? That's a shocking statement to say to anyone. Well, what you just read, he got in the court. But listen to me, I have no time for the man anymore. Mind you, as a hurler, he's a very good hurler.
Yeah, okay.
He is a very, and I like, what's your name even more, the manager, Mr. Kiley. He brought Limerick from nowhere up to the very top. But I don't like the way he left that player on the panel while there was a court case coming up. That to me would... What they have to do, they have to give the GA and the law the two fingers.
What about Sean Flanagan, his argument there, that what plays on the pitch stays on the pitch? And let Finbar continue. Yeah, go ahead, Finbar.
You can't. You must behave. Whether you're the greatest of them all, Christy Ring, quick man, never off the field, wouldn't even know the members alone. You know, Jimmy Ballymuff. I'm quoting great players now. Look, I could.
But this is
that great Kilkenny. Okay. I say that great Kilkenny side. Never a word. They went away and won like 12 All Irelands. Not a word. That was the game was over. Your life. Mm. You carried on your life, but you were never. That kind of statement to me is a sign of a bully. That's exactly what I thought of him. It was just a shocking statement.
Do you know who I am? Well, the judge did give him between two years, but they were 3.5 years sentence, but they were, it was totally suspended. But then when David Drum of Anglo-Irish Bank, $34 billion, he was convicted of his role in defrauding $7.2 billion, a significant part of his sentence was suspended, and he did less than 3 years in. Well, he did it in Locken House, which is an open prison. But David Drum committed in terms of finance a much more serious $7.2 billion, and he did less than. But anyway, Tony O'Brien, Tony, come in, stay there, Finbar. Sorry, Joe at RT.ie. Okay. Tony, you're listening to Philip and Finbar and Sean. Your point, please, Tony.
I think there's the one thing I would say about Kyle is this, or a few things I'd like to say.
Okay.
I remember being at a minor All-Ireland in 2016, and he was captain of Limerick's minor team. And I was with a great Kilkenny hurler who's forgotten more about hurling than we'll ever remember. But he said to me after that game, he said, "You see that Kyle Hayes? If it was professional, if the game was professional, he'd be unviable." Okay. I would say since then, he has come right through the ranks. He has won 3 All-Irelands, I think, in a row. He captained the under-16, minor team. He was on the under-21 team, and then he was on the senior team. Mm-hmm. And as a young fella grown up here, and he's still like, this happened when he was 18. Mm-hmm. This happened, and it was a one night, one occasion. When he was on the field,
it was inside the nightclub, and then it was outside the nightclub.
Well, wherever it was, Joe.
So we didn't calm down after the first one. Okay, I'm just reading out the court case.
Joe, you're talking about one night now, Joe. One night, and it was after Kildimo here, when he was captain at a young age, when they had won the intermediate championship, mm-hmm. and they went out for the night. And it wasn't just, okay, what happened in the court, I'm not going to say on it. That was dealt with. But what I'm here to make a point is this. He has been exemplary in our parish, right through. Okay. And on the field of play, I think he has had one red card, which was 2 yellows. And that was when the game was nearly over against Waterford Bundy. But other than that, he might have 2 yellow cards. Right? Mm-hmm. And look what he has achieved. From 5 All-Irelands, 5 All-Stars, 6 Munster titles, Player of the Year, Man of the Match in 2018, Young Man of the Match. And he still, Joe, hurls for our club here. Joe, he has won enough now. He could retire and just give it up and walk away. And then what would the likes of you and the rest of the media have to talk about? Plenty of other things.
Hold your harness there, Tony. Philip O'Malley, you contacted us. Finbar Bev, they're not the media. They're genuine people. This is not being concocted.
But there's a lot of the media.
No, forget about the media. The media aren't on. And if you want to look at it another way, Tony, it was 12 members of the media that gave, including our own Marty Morrissey, and we've reached out to as many of them as we get numbers for this morning. Only one of them has come back to us. It was 12 members of the media that gave Kyle his All-Star Award. So let's not go down. There's enough of that.
Maybe it was a lot of the
Do you want to hear some of his other achievements, Tony? Do you want to hear some of his other achievements?
Like?
The incidents had a profound effect on Killian McCarthy and his family, the judge said. He had a fear of going back to socialise in the city. He couldn't drive at night because of the eye injury resulted in double vision in the headlights. That's a great achievement. A double vision in the headlights. He was afraid to meet
people.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. I've had your run now. I'll give you more in a sec, but you have to balance this. He was afraid to, the victim was afraid to meet the people involved in the incident. He missed work for some months. That's some achievement. And the reaction to the incidents in social media and elsewhere led him to feel hurt and ashamed. That's some achievement, isn't it? Do you think do you think Kyle himself, and I do, you know him, I don't know the chap from Adam, apart from what I've read, but do you think Kyle... I know, I said that earlier. It shows you how much I know generally anyway. But Tony, do you not think, given Kyle's character now, as you attest to it, that Kyle himself should say no, I will not take the All-Star Award. I'll just go on, play for my county, play for my club, play for my community. I see you say he goes to the hospice in Limerick every Saturday.
No, when they're training, Joe, when they're going to training camp, he goes to hospice, he goes to Limerick City Home, and he visits those people. He does his work. Right?
Yeah, I know.
He's a highly educated guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there any...
Why... And this is, Joe, again, you're going into an area which is better left aside. And because the All-Star is not given on what he does outside of the pitch. The All-Stars are given to the playing and to his performance. Yeah. Like, the first call I got on Saturday morning was from a great Cork hurling man. And he said, Tony, whatever about him, who I have to say, he's the best hurler I've seen playing.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that's some accolade.
So if he's the best hurler that he's seen playing, and he's 65, 70 years of age, then he definitely deserves his All-Star.
Has he ever apologised for what happened that night? Has he ever made any...
I don't know. Okay. I cannot answer it.
Yeah, well, I think we would know. Philip O'Malley, what do you think of what Tony is saying? On the pitch, he's exemplary on the pitch. He's a genius on the pitch. Money couldn't buy him if it was a professional game. That was the comment of Sean earlier on. And Lee, what plays on the pitch stays on the pitch.
Just to say, what I'd love to say is not fit for early afternoon radio. So yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. And okay. I'd just like to hear the opinion of Eileen Dunn and Maura Dunn, who wrote the All Star book.
The children of Mick Dunn, the great Mick Dunn set them up. Yeah, but
who set up the GA All Stars?
Yeah, but like PwC, who sponsored or whatever, they've no hand actor part in picking who's an All-Star.
Yeah, but the point is, Joe, Kyle Hayes went out that night and he caused harm to another human being, and he was given an award. Okay. He may be good on the pitch, but he's supposed to be a role model for the country.
It's the giving of the award itself, which is a prestige award. You don't
I just think it was fundamentally wrong.
And
given it's the GA's 140th anniversary this year, it just sends out a totally wrong.
Okay. Joe,
that it's 140 years old or 40 years old makes no difference. PA is a very strong organisation.
But does anyone accept...
You're talking nonsense.
Tony, does anyone accept, any of the supporters of Kyle, does anyone accept that he got off lightly? He was sentenced... Sorry, he was convicted of two counts of violent assault... Okay, he didn't spend a day in prison. Let me finish. I want to put this to you. Does anyone think he got off to you? Does anyone think he got off lightly? He assaulted a man. He was found guilty of violent disorder. There's another interview there with the victim, and the victim is going through. It's in the Examiner. Killian McCarthy goes through the effect that it's had on him, and has been a detrimental effect even in terms of his work. Kyle didn't spend a day in prison, yet we have, for example, on Friday, a 73-year-old woman, Margaret Sheridan, was sent to prison for 5 years and 8 months. Now, she, hopefully, it was a bit suspended. Let me finish. No, just compare and contrast. That 73-year-old woman has been sent to prison for 5 years and 8 months. She'll serve 2 years. David Drum, who I mentioned. So the law is different in different areas, and I know the details of every case are different. David Drum spent less than 3 years in prison for his role in the $7.8 billion defrauding of the state, which we've been paying for it for generations. But do you think Kyle, and then Margaret Sheridan will do 2 years, 73 years of age. By the way, she won't be in an open prison because there's no open prison for women. The only open prison in the country is up in Lochan House, which is a holiday camp, and that's for men who can come and go as they wish, effectively. Now, does anyone accept that Kyle got off lightly, that he didn't spend a day in prison, Tony, for what he did?
He should have been.
No, ask Tom.
Joe, can I answer it like that? It was up to the judiciary to decide that. It's not up to Tony O'Brien or anybody to decide.
Okay, and every judge knows everything case. Tony, can I ask you? We are allowed to talk about court cases. We're not living in North Korea.
Yeah.
But our sentences. But Tony, can I put the question to you again? The fact that Kyle, and the argument today is, okay, he got a suspended sentence, that stands, that's where it is. He was subsequently convicted of driving over the speed limit.
He's
appealing that. Well, you can't leave it a smile. He's appealing that, and that could affect anybody. But Tony, the point is, the point that Philip is making, that's all well and good, but he's now been honoured with a prestige award by 12 journalists, had become an all-star, which is a pretty important pantheon in GAA football and hurling. And why do they see fit to honour him in this way?
Because I'd say, Joe, again, going back to what I said, his performances on the pitch.
Okay.
Supposing he was sent off 3 or 4 times for hitting a fella with the hurley on the pitch, I would quite rightly say, then he should not get an All-Star. Mm-hmm. Even if I go back, it was on one of the papers there the other day, and I don't know if it's still there, that if you got sent off while playing in a game in the championship, you could not be considered for an All-Star. I don't know if that is still there.
This is from the GAA, but it's separate. They have issued a statement today saying the All-Stars have nothing to do with us. It's to do with what happened to the pitch, and we don't decide who gets them. But there's another document from them. You see it on every GAA jersey, be it football or hurling, the word respect. And they say the respect campaigns applies at all levels and amongst all players, regardless of age, competition or ability. Delivering the principles of give respect, get respect, is a key factor in ensuring that young players and children are made aware of the need to be respectful of others, not merely while playing our games, but as part of society in general. That's from the GAA.
Yeah.
Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
The Limerick hurler, Kyle Hayes, as people know, was convicted of violent disorder. And he got two counts. One count he got 18 months, the other count he got 2 years. And both sentences were suspended. He's now been named as a hurling all-star for the coming year. That's selected by 12 journalists. And we were contacted initially by a number of people who were upset about this award. And as you heard, other people are saying that the award is for what happens on the pitch, not off the pitch. And then I mentioned Margaret Bergen. You'll know her. She's been named and shamed and photographed in every single newspaper over the weekend and on television. She was sentenced to 5 years, 8 months in prison for defrauding the state of €270,000 in social welfare for claiming a pension for her father. It's amazing. Social welfare never spotted this. It was a genealogist who spotted it. And a father, if he's still alive, would have been 110. She's got 5 years, a sentence of 5 years, 8 months. And she's told she must serve 2 years. And I also made the point that David Drum, 55 years of age, a young man, he was sentenced to 6 years. And most of it, a section of it suspended. And he served 2 years, 8 months in Locking House, which is an open prison. For 7.9 billion, his role in a 7.9 billion fraud, whatever. But that's the world we live in. Every bit of information is put before every judge and jury. Mary Cunningham, Mary.
Hello, Joe. How are you? And hello to your listeners.
Okay.
I'm ringing in, Joe, because I agree with that gentleman that rang in at the beginning. It's not just not questioning Kyle Hayes' expertise on the hurling pitch. I've followed hurling and GAA all my life, and football and Monaghan and all over. And there has to be a criteria. It has to be that last statement from the GAA, fair play. That was the right. It's more than the expertise on the field, Joe. It's your demeanour and your way of dealing in all my life, and I'm not being judgmental of the gentleman. But there has to be rules and regulations and examples to aspiring hurlers, and a good example. And I don't think that was the best example, with all due respect. And I'm supporting that gentleman that rang in.
Well, there was two gentlemen at the start. They're vastly outnumbered now. It seems the vast majority of people say leave Kyle Hayes alone. He got the All-Star for what happened on the pitch.
You know,
and leave it at that.
For interrupting me, Joe. You know, I'm a politician, ex-politician. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'm a commissioner for roads, and I'm not saying big deal. But I think this year they shouldn't have changed the criteria.
Well, they didn't.
Young man wouldn't be getting his All-Star, even he was excellent on the hurling pitch. And that's it. And I don't care if we're outnumbered. The truth is the truth, and it always...
Okay, Siobhan, stay with us, Mary. Mary's up in Clonus. Siobhan, good afternoon. I think you're down. Are you down near where...
I live in Kildymo. I know Kyle Hayes since the day he was born, and his family.
And what do you think about Mary Cunningham has just said?
I just think, Mary, I know where you're coming from, but since when did players sign up to play for their county and people have judge and jury on them? When they play for their county, they're not playing for, you know, law and order. They're playing. He's an incredible boy. But
Let Siobhan finish.
Nobody has asked about the mental state of Kyle Hayes and his family. They are being hounded, Joe, and you can say what you like. And by the way, he didn't decide to get that All-Star Friday night. I presume his players, who are very good and supportive, and said, come on, Kyle, it would be to come up. It would have been easier for him to stay at home and bury his head in the sand. When does this end for Kyle Hayes? This is what I want to know. There's a story going on. If he wasn't Kyle Hayes, Joe, and he was Joe Soap, would this be going on? And be honest with your answer now. Because you went to the courts in Limerick every day
But he's the one, I didn't say it, he's the one who said in court, said in the nightclub when he got into the confrontation with Killian McCarthy, do you know who I am?
But what difference does it make?
What you're saying?
When people are in nightclubs, they talk rubbish. They've few drinks in them. I have drank. You have drank. Your ego is 100 miles an hour. That's baloney. He's the most humble man I know. He gives his time to his club. He gives his time to lose. If he comes off a pitch in Kildymo GAA and does a match on, no matter what side you play for, he'll sign Hurley's jerseys. He's a hero. And you know what Kildymo called him? Kyle Dymo. We're so proud of him. We are so proud of him. But I do think, Joe, you're all missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
The hounding and the psychological pressure, it has to end.
And what about
and
the...
You're
making out that Kyle Hayes is the victim of this.
Kyle Hayes is
a man who got sentenced to 3.5 years in prison, suspended. 3.5 years in prison. And you're trying to make out he's the victim.
And the judge heard all the evidence. Joe, the law is the law. You can go into the court any day of the week and you'll shake your head. That fella, he, what can you do? Do you want him to go back in and punish him again? How many more times? And you know what?
Has he ever said he was sorry?
Kyle Hayes, I guarantee you he said he's sorry.
Okay.
I know the young fella. I know his family. They're incredible. His father was chairman for Kildamu GA for so many years. He got a new beer clubhouse built, what his wife, his mother has done, and his brothers. And this hounding. Listen, you need to draw a line under it. You need to stop it. If it was an ordinary Joe Soap, there wouldn't be a word about it. And be honest, Joe, there wouldn't. And every time you pick up the paper, it is Kyle Hayes. The young fella is entitled to get on with his life. He's punished enough. It would have been easier for him if he was a nobody and he got 3 months in a prison cell and came home. Nobody would know about him. There wouldn't be a word about him. But he has to live with this for the rest of his life. And I'm not saying the other boy hasn't been a victim of all this.
Of course he has.
But Kyle Hayes is a victim as well. Because of the circumstances of what happened. And I know his regrets. I know. He's not that type young man. So please, I'm asking you people. And you know what? Limerick supporters and all that, they love to see Kyle on the pitch. Don't the GAA in general. It would be easier for him to hang up his hurley, but he's doing it for his county and his club. He has a job. He's holding on to his job. He's an incredible worker. He's a very disciplined young man. And I will not hear anything bad said about him. Joe? Let one person put up their hand and say they never made a mistake in their lifetime. Let one person put up their hand and say they never made a mistake in their lifetime.
Yeah, but there's not many.
No, Joe, you keep going back. You're going back. I can tell you, and I'm well in my 60s,
yeah.
I saw a lot of that going on back in the day. I saw a lot. And it didn't make it right, but it went on. We're all stupid if we think there wasn't rows in nightclubs and outside nightclubs. And another thing, nightclubs don't take responsibility for incidents that happen in nightclubs. They throw them out the door and say, go on, get on with it there.
Okay, stay with
and
us, Siobhan.
Stay with us, Siobhan.
John Bennett's in New Ross. John, you're listening to Siobhan basically saying, leave Kyle alone, he's suffered enough.
Yeah, I listened to her there.
I know you're a junior referee in Leinster. Go ahead.
Yeah, she hit the nail on the head with one thing there. She said, if it had to be an ordinary Joe Soap, he would have got his 3.5 years and there'd be nothing about it. But because he was Kyle Hayes, it's like politics, the GAA. Kyle Hayes, if he done that in a game, he would get sent off and probably get a year or two suspended from hurling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a role model to young people. Young people look up to him. In my opinion, the GAA didn't do their job. When he got that 3 year suspended for kicking a boy and boxing him, the GAA should have suspended him from hurling. But they didn't. They let it down. They let it go.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
are you saying it would have been easier if he hung up his hurley and he wouldn't be hounded now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, it's like anything. If you just say he had to take that 3 year prison sentence and he went for a job and it came up that he was after spending 3 years in jail, they wouldn't give him the job. Why? Because he had a conviction.
You are a junior referee. You have seen serious incidents on pitches. Now, come on, tell me the truth. You have.
But they got punished for it.
Do you think they should lose their job? What did they get punished? They get suspended for 3 years.
What are you saying?
I didn't say anything about losing his job. I said the GAA, when he got that 3 year suspended sentence, They should have suspended him too. He was bringing the game and the GA into disrepute. He's a role model for young people.
The GAA don't own him.
We know they don't own him.
He's like a professional soccer or rugby player.
We know that, but they still have rules. They still have rules.
But you've rules.
They still have rules.
You listen, how many times have you been at matches and people said, whatever happens inside the line stays inside the line? Mm-hmm. You've heard that quote. You've heard it.
Yeah, but this happened outside the line.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen. That's exactly, Joe. It didn't happen inside the line. If it happened inside the line, we wouldn't even be talking about it because he'd been suspended.
Yeah, but as a representative, of an inter-county team, he was bringing the game in a disrepute.
So you know, you know for a fact, every hurler in this country or footballer who plays for their county go home and don't do. Some of them could. You don't know what their private lives are like. You haven't a clue. Neither have I. So you can stand up and say every player in the country are role models when they go home to their houses. You know people who have gambling addictions, drink addictions.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah. So listen, I'm a staunch GAA.
But that's a different issue we're talking about. We're talking about a fella that committed a crime, got 3.5 years suspended sentence, and he's still got an all-star. There's people out there in lower clubs. I'll give you one chap that's in Carlo, Marty Kavanagh, should have got an all-star, but he didn't because he's in a small club. But the likes of the big clubs,
okay, Siobhan,
the likes of the big clubs have all the say.
Listen to me.
Siobhan, as you say, you know Kyle, you know his family, you've seen what they've gone through. Is there anything Kyle can do publicly to try and put an end to all of this now?
Do you know what he can do? And do you know what it'd be easier him to do? Give up Hurling. And there wouldn't be a cook about it. Limerick would
give his all-star to some other player.
But you kind of is. Give his all-star
to some other player.
Okay.
But he can't nominate another player. Come
no, he can't do that.
He has his awards coming out his ears. It's another trophy on the shelf. I've seen his trophy shelf. Will you stop?
Look, the GA is like politics.
I'm looking. I'll find it. And I know another crew here looking for Kyle's. Well, when do you think Kyle made that public apology, Siobhan? We'll try and find it.
Excuse me, Joe. I never said you're taking the word. I never said he made a public apology.
But would it help, do you think?
So that's misinformation.
That's my fault. Yeah, I thought you did.
I'm very upset at the mental torture that family has gone through. I'm very, very upset over it. And it has to end. It has to end. Even the judge.
But how is it mental torture? If Kyle Hayes had to do to one of your sons, what he did that man, what would you say?
Sorry, say what you said there again.
Finally, yeah.
I said if Kyle Hayes did what he did that man to one of your sons, what would you do?
But what can I do? I have to get on with life.
I need to take a break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Pat Nolan. Pat Nolan is GAA Games correspondent with the Irish Mirror. Pat, good afternoon. You were on the panel of 12 people who picked Kyle. What's the process without breaking confidence, Pat?
Hi, Joe. Generally, every year there are two selection meetings where we submit, ahead of the meetings we would submit, each selector would submit a list of 45 nominations, and then there's a meeting then to finalise what those 45 would be. And then a number of weeks later, it's usually 2 days before the actual banquet, we will sit down to pick the final 15. So there are two meetings. You select your 45, then there's a meeting, you select your 15, and then there's a subsequent meeting to finalise the team.
And can you tell me, what are you all, is it the panel of 12, are they all journalists?
Yes.
Okay. So they would be aware of the general news, and they could not have known about Kyle Hayes' conviction?
Yes, of course, we would be aware of it, yeah, but...
And did anyone raise it? Did anyone raise it as an impediment?
Well, I don't want to pour over the whole meeting on here, but in terms of selection process, no, it wasn't mentioned. There was a brief discussion, I would say, after the events, where, in general terms, it was suggested that maybe we should look at, I suppose, developing guidelines for.
Okay. But at that stage,
players may be selected in future now.
Okay, but at that stage, he had already been selected.
Yes.
Okay, and was he unanimously selected?
Well, all I can say is that I voted for him based on his ability, based on his performances on the pitch this year, and I'm not going to break confidence on how the other 11 may have voted.
But the convictions off the pitch did not have any bearing on, did not feature as part of the discussion that made the decision. Featured afterwards in conversation or whatever.
No, but there are no guidelines laid down for how players should be judged off the pitch for their.
But there are for the GAA. About respect and behaviour off the pitch, and like it's a very strong document. They say that they do specifically say your behaviour on the pitch and off the pitch is really important.
Pat, by the way,
I do appreciate you coming on, because we didn't contact everyone. We're doing our best, and the 12 people who are on that judging panel. We tried to contact the number, they're not available. That's fair enough for short notice in the day that's in it, and I'll carry on. But if anyone want to participate, as you have, Pat, appreciate it. Joe at rt.ie 51551. John Bannon, John, you're listening to Pat Nolan, who was one of the judges. And he says, quite openly, Kyle's behaviour off the pitch did not feature in the discussion that gave him the award, so to speak, that gave put him on that all-star list. Your point, John, please.
My point, Joe, is that, you know, this young man is a hurling superstar. And all the young people look up to him. And for me, it just gives out the wrong message, basically. And I was listening to all the comments, and it's like, if you're a superstar hurler or footballer or whatever, you know, you can pretty well get away with whatever you want to get away with. Mm. And I just think it's wrong. And the passion... Just listen to the passion of some of the people. I mean, wrong is wrong. And the family that were damaged, that young man that was damaged by this, you know, as you said there, they're saying this young chap, Kyle, he's the victim, not the person that was attacked. So I just find it strange. People would think that because you're a hurling superstar, you can get away with anything. And that's the message they're giving out to young people who look at him and think, you know.
Yeah, but Pat Nolan is saying he's one of the judges, that all of the judges, we presume, would have been aware of. They were all journalists and mature individuals, I'm sure, but they would have been aware of Kyle Hayes' history off the pitch and his conviction. He's a convicted felon, whether people like that word or
not. Exactly.
But Pat said that didn't come up, and one of the reasons it didn't come up is that they don't have guidelines per se about from the superstar, from the all-star criteria. The GAA have guidelines in terms of respect, but the judges don't in terms of behaviour off the pitch, so it didn't arise. Maybe it needs to be. Pat said afterwards.
But that's wrong, Joe. Yeah, that's wrong. I mean, it has to come into the equation, if your behaviour off the field.
But do you think, Pat, to come back to Pat Nolan, do you think now that behaviour, so not just behaviour, but convictions off the pitch, should have a bearing on whether one is
absolutely
eligible to... No, I want to ask Pat Nolan that. Should have a bearing on one is eligible to be considered to be an all-star, Pat?
In my opinion, no, because where do you draw the line? You know, like, what's a... Like, there are obviously various levels of transgression. So where do you stop? And plus, how can you actually get to the bottom of all of that? Like, Kyle Hayes' issue was a fairly high-profile affair. There could, for all we know, there could be other all-stars that have come to light. So where do you draw the line? And ultimately, the Limerick management team made a decision to play Kyle Hayes in this year's League and Championship.
Okay.
And once they did that, he was eligible for selection for an All-Star.
Okay, and that is...
In my opinion, it's for us to be judge and jury after the matter has been tried.
Okay, Pat, so the only way that Kyle Hayes could not have been considered would have been if Limerick had sidelined him for the year.
Once he was on the field, he was
eligible.
Judged,
okay.
Like every other player that played this year.
Okay, but it's not. You are open to pick anybody. They don't have to be nominated by their county. Am I correct?
No. We pick players based on the performances for their county over the course of the year.
But obviously, if he'd been sidelined, he wouldn't have any performance to be judged on.
Well, more than any other player, yes.
Yeah. Okay, John Daly.
Well, all I have to say, Joe, is the writers got it wrong. They got it wrong. You have to take into account his behaviour off the field. And as you said, he's been convicted. And what kind of message does that give out to young people watching hurling? And I won't go into any the management or the GAA, but, you know, for any decent person looking at this, you have to say to yourself, he's awarded a very prestigious award in the GAA and walks away with it. That's it.
Well, John,
Pat,
just on your history, I know a history of the All-Stars has been written by Eileen and members of the Dunn family. But, Pat, are you aware of any All-Star refusing the honour ever?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Say what is we can. John Daly's in Limerick. John.
Hello, Joe. Hello to your listeners.
And how
are you?
Go ahead, and how are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay.
First of all, I have 3 points to make, Joe.
Yeah.
I was the medical officer for Limerick GAA Academy.
Okay.
I know Kyle Hayes since the age of 14.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say it's nothing to do with the GAA because it was the journalist that picked Kyle Hayes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Philip got it wrong when he started about bringing the GAA into it. It was the journalist that picked Kyle Hayes. They know their job. And as Pat said to you there, they looked at what they had to look at and his performance came into it on the pitch and that's it. Now, let me tell you something about Kyle Hayes and your listeners as well. I know Kyle Hayes since he was 14 years of age.
Mm.
Kyle Hayes has never, never drawn a hurley against anybody in a GAA match since he was 14. He has only got one red card in his whole career, 20 years playing hurling. And that is outstanding. Now, let me tell you something else about Kyle Hayes. Kyle Hayes does tremendous work before and after the events that happened. He goes to nursing homes. Nobody knows that he goes. Mm. I know because I have been there. I've seen Kyle Hayes in nursing homes visiting elderly people that he doesn't know, bringing the cup, whether it be Munster Cup, whether it be the All-Ireland Cup, in, he'd slip in, stay a half an hour, stay 3/4 of an hour, and back out. Joe, this young fella has never been in trouble. And listen, as our Lord said, the one that has, without sin, pick up the first stone and throw it. We have all faltered, so we have. Every one of us cannot point the finger at anybody.
Yeah, but John, hang on. We haven't all got a 3.5-year suspended sentence for violent disorder. We haven't all been convicted of driving at 155 kilometres per hour, overtaking 9 cars.
Yeah.
I know none of us are perfect.
I'm not disputing that with you at all. I'm telling you about the Kyle Hayes that I know since the age of 14. The tremendous work that he has done on the pitch and off of the pitch. He is absolutely a thorough gentleman. And we're all entitled to fall, Joe. Joe, you don't know from one day to the next who's going to fall who's going to slip.
But there was violence
and
here, John.
Hang on.
And I know he's appealing to dangerous rights.
No, seriously, let me talk,
Joe. No,
there was,
there was violence here. There was violence against another young man who suffered serious injuries.
I'm not disputing that at all.
Including a fractured eye socket. Trauma, by the way, Well, you're not disputing it, but you seem to be ignoring it.
I'm not ignoring it in the least, Joe. I'm telling you.
Do you believe he has
done throughout his life, and just because he slips once, we condemn him?
This is outside the nightclub. Inside the nightclub, he attacked this man. And two Gardaí, let me finish, please. Two Gardaí gave evidence to the trial that they saw Hayes kicking a male on the street.
Yeah. I'm not disputing that. I wasn't there, so I can't say. So I can't. Hang on.
I know you weren't there. I wasn't there. But the world doesn't work like that. Two members of our Garda force were there, and they say they gave evidence, sworn evidence to the trial, that they saw Kyle Hayes kicking a man on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not disputing that, Joe.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't there, so you could never prove
it.
No,
I'm not disputing that at all. So I'm not. I'm telling you about the life that this young fella has led since he's 14 years of age. And
have you,
tremendous
can I
work
ask you, John?
Given
that it got so much coverage and is getting so much coverage again because he's been nominated as an All-Star. Has he ever spoken? I've been trying now to go through court reports. I can't find any evidence. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist of him actually apologising.
Well, Joe,
and expressing remorse. Maybe you can help me there.
I can't help you because I don't know the answer, and I'm sorry that I don't know the answer. I would love to be able to put up my hand and say, yes, I don't know, so I'm not going to comment on that situation.
Okay. But you're saying to
which
is fair enough, John, what you're saying is that if you were asked to give Kyle a character reference today, you would, because you've known him since you were
14. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
I sure would, and I'd be proud to give him a character reference because I know him since he's the age of 14.
Okay. And you want to make a quick point there, John Daly?
Thank you, Joe.
Stay with us, John, if you can. Anne, your point, please.
Okay, I will.
Anne.
Okay. Oh, yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm involved with the GA club, and I mean, I've been listening now to this conversation about all respect and or whatever. You know, he was a great man and he's been great since he was 14, et cetera, et cetera. However, when I go to a match, and I go to a lot of them, there is a sign at the entrance to all pitches that I've been to, and it says, get respect, give respect. Now, it could be the other way around, but the word respect is highlighted on all of these. Now, this has not happened. Okay, we all make mistakes. We know that. Nobody is perfect. However, just because you've achieved a lot in whatever part of life it might be, does not mean that you should be exempt from getting something. You should be exempt from it. He has not shown respect. What about the people who have suffered? All the people who have suffered, and then driving at excess, you know, passing out 9 cars or something like that at enormous speed. What about if something happened? Can you imagine the fatalities that would occur as a result
of that? The judge,
speed?
In fairness, said it to him that day. He asked him to.
He said
to so Kyle, Kyle, I'm trying to save your life as well, in fairness to the
justice. Absolutely, absolutely. So we might make one mistake, but surely to goodness we could learn from that mistake. You know, I just feel you have to give respect, you have to get respect. And, you know, just because you're famous or you're whatever does not mean that you should get away with something.
Okay, stay with us. Joe@rt.ie, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
We're talking about the decision by 12 journalists to award an all-star to declare, so to speak, that Kyle Hayes should be one of the hurling all-stars of the year. And they, as Pat Nolan pointed out, one of the judges, they decided that on the basis of his performance on the field and anything that happened off the field, because he had been convicted of violent disorder and dangerous driving. He's repealing the dangerous driving. Had no bearing whatsoever, and a number of people said it should have a bearing, and it looks like an equal number of people said it should not have a bearing. Pat Moran, should it have a bearing, his behaviour off the pitch? Paul Moran.
Oh, sorry,
come in,
Joe.
Paul, yes, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. First of all, can I say thanks for the great show.
Very
secondly,
clear.
The man that was just on was saying he knew him since he's 14.
Yeah,
one red card.
John,
I played football for 20 years, no card.
Okay, so,
okay.
Yeah.
The other woman, three or four callers back, that wouldn't let no one speak, was saying how his family is under pressure and they were great community workers.
Yeah, which
my
is entitled
parents were
so.
Great community workers. But if I go out next Saturday night and assault someone, what I did at 14 and what my parents have done shouldn't come into it. Now, last thing I just want to say, Joe, if I do want to assault someone, it seems the best thing for me to do is try and get on the county panel or the county team and I get away with it. And if he does want to hang up his hurley, fair play to him, because he should sit down and have a look at himself.
But he didn't get away with it. He got a 3.5-year suspended sentence.
Joe, I wouldn't. As a normal Joe Soap that doesn't play county football, if I assaulted someone last Saturday night, I bet you I wouldn't have got a suspended sentence.
Okay, Damien. Okay, Paul.
He's an inter-county.
Okay, Paul, stay and listen to Damien O'Brien. Damien is in Limerick. Your point, please, Damien.
Hey, Joe, how are you getting on? Joe, just a few things for you. First of all, I think what Kyle did right, he shouldn't have done, and he got punished for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he won an award for hurling, not for a person of the year. It was for a hurler of the year he won the award,
okay.
And that should stop at that. The second thing, Joe, is I think this thing has become a complete witch hunt against Kyle Hayes. And I mean, on September the 10th, the Limerick Post newspaper said it. They took a quote from the judge on the day, saying that the judge said to the media, it was funny they turned up for this type of a case.
That was over the speeding charge.
The speeding, but I mean, yeah. The judge is even saying it, that it's turning into a witch hunt against Kyle Hayes because of who
well,
he
I don't, the judge,
if that,
in fairness,
if that was me,
in fairness, the judge did not use the phrase witch hunt, I'm sorry, he didn't.
No, well, I've used him witch hunt. He said it's funny the media turned up for this type of case, when he said there's far more serious cases coming before him, and not one member of the media was in court for us. So that to me, Joe, is people are zoning in on Kyle because who he is.
But I see
Kyle has been convicted. Kyle has done his time. He should. I know he regretted it.
Well, he didn't do any time as a journal report. I have to correct you now on facts here.
One second, no,
he
Joe,
didn't do any time, and in fact, it was quoted in the journal on the day afterwards. Someone on his legal team said to him, which is correct, Kyle, the main thing is you are going home tonight.
You're going home tonight.
So he didn't do any time.
You think, but Joe,
he didn't do any time.
Right.
He didn't
that's
do
fine,
any
Joe.
Time.
Right, he's done no time, okay?
No.
But he's been convicted. He's a convicted felon, and that's going to be on his record. He's been playing with the county since he's been 13 or 14
yeah,
years of age.
No, that's been,
he missed out all his teenage years, as a normal teenager should, because he's training, he's in the gym, he's matches, he's doing all that. We forget about all that, Joe.
And he went out one night,
and he made a mistake, Joe. He made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake. I'm sure everyone else in the country knows he messed up. He messed up and he's suffering for it. But every time now Kyle Hayes' name is mentioned, it's brought back to a court case that he got convicted for,
okay.
Which I think is very unfair, Joe.
Okay, Noel, say that. Noel, your point, please.
How are you doing, Joe? I just want to make the point that before it was just known as the GAA All-Stars, it was known as the Texaco GAA All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And in those years, when it started first, if you had a bad disciplinary record on the field of play, if you were sent off, you weren't considered for an All-Star.
Okay.
So, if Kyle Hayes done on the field of play what he'd done outside that nightclub, he would have been sent off. Back in those years, he'd been sent off, and he wouldn't have been considered for an All-Star.
And you well, did the rules change? Did the criteria?
Obviously, the rules have changed. But they could actually change them again. And if people had a bad disciplinary record outside the field of play, they shouldn't be considered for an All-Star as well.
Okay.
Like a GAA person represents the GAA, represents his family, his club, his county, and he should at all times. Like, I'm part of the GAA family, and I love watching Kyle Hay play in hurling, but I don't like what he done outside the nightclub. Like, that could be my son or anybody else's son, and it could have turned even nastier.
Okay, Pat Wallace, stay with us now. Pat Wallace, former director of National Museum. Pat.
Yeah. Hello, Joe. I'm just very proud to be a Limerick man, and I'm 76 years of age. Mm-hmm. Most of my life, I waited to see Limerick win one All-Ireland. We only won one. The likes of Kyle Hayes, Aaron Gillan, Hegarty, and particularly Keane Lynch, have given us in Limerick more joy than you can possibly imagine. And that's why Limerick people like myself are so emotional about all this. That success of that incredible team, arguably the greatest hurling team ever, is just way beyond our wildest dreams. I know Kyle made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And he made a terrible mistake off the field, but he's entitled to his All-Star. And by the way, Aaron Gillan should have got one as well.
Okay, but he did. Kyle did get one.
Oh, Kyle got one, and deservedly.
Just briefly address Brian's point. Brian, your quick point. Pat will take it up, who agrees that Kyle should have got the All-Star. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, my point is that I think if he had any respect for what he did, he should hand back that All-Star, say, I'm not accepting it this year, apologise to the guy who he injured, and then he can go forward next year or the following year. If he deserves an All-Star, by all means, give it to him.
What do you think of that, Pat?
I think we're putting a man on trial who's already been through a trial, and as the lady from Kildimo said, this is hurtful to a family. He has gone through the court. John Kiley went in and spoke for him, the manager, incredible gesture. That incident is sadly over. It's terrible that it happened. It should not have happened, but it's over, and we should not be continuing to put this man on trial.
Okay, back after this break.
He's a hero. Okay. He's a hero in Limerick, Joe.
Okay, to everybody, as far as you can say.
To everyone, I would argue, yeah.
Okay, back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Anne is in Limerick. Pat Wallace, insofar as anyone can ever say, he thinks the majority of people from Limerick are behind Kyle. What do you think, Anne?
Good afternoon, Joe. I tell you, Joe, I was absolutely appalled when I read that Kyle Hayes was being nominated for an All-Star. Now, I acknowledge that Kyle Hayes is an excellent skilled hurler. Okay. However, the GAA pride themselves on being part of the community, right?
Yeah.
And he's a GAA star, okay? A GAA, hurler. And what he did there a couple of years ago, right, okay, he's been convicted for two counts of violent disorder and the driving charge, like, right, okay. And I think that the journalists that nominated him, they should liaise with the GAA. And you read out there a while ago about that, respect, exactly, like, right, okay. So, the fact that Kyle Hayes went and committed a violent disorder, right, injured an innocent victim, right, okay? That didn't show respect. And what message is that sending out to young vulnerable players, GAA players? Oh, okay, I'm very good on the field. I'm an excellent hurler or footballer or whatever, but I can do what I like. If I can do what I like when I go outside the pitch gates like that, okay? So I think that the GAA would need to liaise with that team of journalists, like, and just say just that anybody that commits a crime, right, mm-hmm. outside in the community should not be nominated okay. for an All-Star
Final
award.
Words. Thanks, Anne. Final words. Anne and Limerick. Good. Michael Monaghan. Michael in Monaghan, final word. Michael.
Hello, Joe. Yeah, I think that Kyle has been tried again today on the radio. Mm-hmm. He did wrong. I don't condone what he done. Absolutely not. I've been 21 at one time. I've been at discos. I've been drunk. I've been in fights. He mm-hmm. made a mistake. He has atoned for his mistake, as far as I'm concerned. And I think he's been tried. And the judge gave him 3.5 years suspended sentence. That's what the judge done. That's our system. It's not up to you or anybody else to say that he never served a day in jail. The judge made a decision. That's our law. That's the way it is. He has to pay €10,000. He's been tried today again on Live Line, which is totally unfair. And talking about his driving conviction shouldn't be allowed on RTE because it's been appealed.
That is being appealed. That's in the public domain.
Yeah, it's been appealed, but it shouldn't be talked about. We often heard it, and you'd be the first man to say, Joe, that we can't talk about that. Because it's been appealed. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't be talked about because he has appealed it, and you never know the outcome of that case. It might be different.
And you don't think between for and against today he got a fair hearing?
I don't think overall he got a fair hearing.
Well, Kyle is welcome, or any of his family are welcome to come on the programme. We guarantee a fair hearing. Thanks indeed, Michael Gurumila Mahagat. Sound, Tommy O'Sullivan, broadcast coordinator, Shane Galvin. Producer, Sean O'Gorman, and Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in-store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815 or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.